This is 89.1 KUAR and Election Night 2016. I'm Michael Heplin, joined in the studio by Hal Bass, political science professor at Ouachita Baptist University, and Gwen Moritz with Arkansas Business. And we're just starting to get some numbers in, still very preliminary, but according to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, with about 189,000 votes cast. At this point, Donald Trump leading in Arkansas 54% compared to 40% for Hillary Clinton. In the race for U.S. Senate, John Bozeman has 54% and Connor Eldridge has 41%. For either of you, these are very preliminary. These are probably early voting and absentee voting results, and Gwen, predominantly Pulaski County.
Yeah, in Pulaski County, you're going to see your Democrats do as well as they'll do anywhere in the state. It's a urban county. It's got a higher concentration of African Americans and other minorities. And it's just been a Democratic stronghold. We have a few others in the Delta, Fayetteville, famously in Northwest Arkansas, kind of all by itself up there. So these numbers, I don't think, are going to hold up anything like that when the statewide numbers come in.
And how? What do you think of what we're seeing at this point?
Well, I'm very much in line with what Gwen's saying here. This is a typical national pattern we're seeing. In areas that are urban, the Democrats tend to do better. In areas where minority populations are high, the Democrats tend to do better. In areas that are rural, the Republicans do much better. And Arkansas remains a relatively rural state. So as the results come in through the night, I expect to see the Trump lead expand. Mm-hmm.
And one other item here, what's expected to be most interesting race to watch, Issue 6, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment. At this point, with these preliminary numbers, 52% for, 47% against. That's with about 185,000 votes counted. But we talked with voters at a recent gathering a week and a half ago here in Little Rock, the Cornbread Festival, just to get their opinions. And most talked the presidential races obviously dominated this election season. And here's one comment from Courtney Dyer, just talking about what's bothered her in this election cycle.
The biggest thing is the divisiveness of everything. I don't think we spend a lot of time focusing on political issues that are going to move us forward. I think we spend a lot of time looking backwards at anything that we can squabble about or argue about and make that the headline. And I think if we were to make solutions more of the headline, I think that would be a big improvement in the process.
Yeah.
It's turned into more of an entertainment politics where it's all about the boxing match and who can talk the biggest or be the meanest or the biggest or the baddest.
Hal, what do you think?
I do think that polarization between the parties has brought a greater intensity to politics in general and Arkansas politics in particular. It seems as if the old notion that there was a strong center with a few folks on either extreme has completely disappeared. And now we have folks who really live in two different worlds and don't talk to each other but talk past each other. And I think that reflects itself or manifests itself in a lack of respect, a lack of graciousness in political discourse that I found very distressing.
And is it something that is it too irreparable? Is the damage done to a degree? I mean, for maybe years?
I think hope springs eternal. I think there is an opportunity for coming together and maybe a vitriolic campaign like the one we're experiencing now will be sufficient to point folks back toward a more accommodating, accepting direction. We'll have to see.
Yep. Well, we'll continue to get results throughout the evening, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Now we're going to return to NPR and get the latest on this national race. You're listening to Election Night 2016 on 89.1 KUAR Little Rock. News and culture for Arkansas.